From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama has laid out his way forward in Afghanistan, a multifaceted approach which the president said will bring the war to a successful conclusion. Speaking to cadets at West Point, Mr. Obama said his strategy will include additional U.S. forces for the region.
As Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan.
The president said the additional troops will allow for the faster training of Afghan forces to take over when the U.S. begins pulling troops out of the country in 2011.
These are the resources that we need to seize the initiative while building the Afghan capacity that can allow for a responsible transition of our forces out of Afghanistan.
However, the president cautioned that the U.S. has no interest in fighting an endless war in Afghanistan. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne says Mr. Obama sought to preempt his critics during the speech.
He brought up Vietnam, and he said there is no broad-based insurgency here as there was in Vietnam. Recall, we were attacked by people operating out of Afghanistan. And they still want to attack. He also said keeping the same troop levels, which many have suggested, would just mean we'd muddle along the way we are with no real progress.
NPR's Don Gagne in Washington. Northrop Grumman has told the Pentagon that it cannot submit a bid on a massive contract to build an Air Force tanker plane. The nation's number two defense contractor says it is worried about fairness and competition with rival Boeing. NPR's Russell Lewis has the story.
Boeing and Northrop Grumman have tangled for years over the contract to replace the aging Eisenhower-era fleet of Air Force refueling tanker planes. Last year, the Pentagon awarded the expected $35 billion deal to Northrop, but it was overturned on appeal after Boeing and its supporters complained. In 2004, an ethics scandal scuttled Boeing's award. In its latest letter to the Pentagon, Northrop Grumman CEO Wes Bush said his company can't offer another bid because the Defense Department says it now wants a smaller plane with limited capabilities. Northrop had planned to build its tanker with European partner EADS in Mobile. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions complained the Pentagon must alter the competition so that it's not tilted in Boeing's favor. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Birmingham.
The CEO of General Motors is stepping down 8 months into the post amid board disapproval with the pace of change at the auto company. Fritz Henderson replaced Rick Wagoner, who was fired by the Obama administration's auto task force. A company spokesman says the administration did not play a role in the current decision. GM chairman Ed Whitaker will temporarily replace Henderson during the search for a new CEO and president. You're listening to NPR News. California's insurance commissioner is urging insurance companies operating in the state to divest from Iran within 120 days. Steve Poizner ordered a review that found $12 billion in investments from firms indirectly winding up in Iran. He told the Associated Press that he will subpoena companies that have not responded to his request for information. Poizner, a Republican candidate for governor, says he does not want money from California policyholders flowing to a country that is on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. The country with the most people living with AIDS has signaled a more proactive approach to dealing with the tragedy. South African President Jacob Zuma has outlined the new policy in a speech on World AIDS Day. Vicky O'Hara has more from Johannesburg.
Jacob Zuma took over as South African president last April. His predecessor, Thabo Mbeki, outraged humanitarian circles with a policy that distrusted available drugs for treating HIV. Zuma used International AIDS Day to signal a different approach to the virus, which infects some 10% of the population. In Pretoria, Zuma announced South Africa will treat all HIV-positive babies with antiretrovirals. He also said the country will provide earlier treatment for people infected with HIV and pregnant women who are HIV-positive. Zuma says he has been tested for the virus but pledged to get tested again, as he encouraged fellow citizens to get tested and seek treatment. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Johannesburg.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 126 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News.